Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Mantero Silver, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol MSLV. Shad and I are chatting with Chris Wilson, the president of Mantero Silver. Now, Chris, I wanted to bring you back on the show just to recap some of the news that's come out in the later part of last month, now July. I want to start off with the announcement on July 21st that was the initial work program at the San Jose Silver property. Bring us up to speed, please, on what the plans are here for the San Jose project.
Okay, well, that's been a good one. Obviously, as we mentioned from day one, that part of Peru was sort of in a COVID bubble. They've now opened up. We were a little bit worried after the appointment of the new president that maybe they would see life differently, the local communities. They haven't. So we're presently negotiating a long-term access agreement with them in a very positive manner. That's ongoing and forward-looking, but as a consequence of that, they've given us full permission to walk the ground. And we've got a senior proven geologist, a junior proven geologist, and a young expat up there. And they're starting to map out large parts of the vein system, confirming what we thought, that there's a very healthy, robust intermediate sulfidation system available for us at San Jose. All good.
So then, Chris, in terms of news that should come out of San Jose and the progression of moving into some sort of a drill program, what should everyone be aware of?
Well, San Jose will be a slower drill program than Santos Glorious. We're just starting to open it up. It's a relatively solid altitude of about 3.6. So it's going to take a little bit of time to cover the ground. It never had the work that Santos Glorious had. So it's probably going to take about 3 months to map it out properly. They've started sampling, channel sampling. Those assays are going into ALS. So I'd expect the progression of the news to be, confirmation that the community is on side. And that is, once again, I will say that's forward-looking because, it's not over until it's over. But so far, that looks like a very positive. Then you've got, the map out of the veins, the length of the veins, their width, and the surface anomalism that the assay results come back in. So that's the sort of progression of news over the next 3 months from San Jose. In parallel, we'll immediately start to go into permit application for drilling. That's probably going to take about 6+ months, but we'll be 3 months on geology at least. So it's sort of a good timeline for everything. Okay.
Absolutely. Let's talk about Santos Gloria because, that is going to be, I guess, some near-term catalyst for the company. And on July 15th, you announced that the company acquired some concessions surrounding the Santos Gloria project. What was the strategy in acquiring these concessions, really expanding on that land package?
Well, it was twofold, really. Without going into too many details on geographic information systems, the South American, the Peruvian staking was always done under PSAD 56, and then they converted to a universal WGS 84, which is a slightly different coordinate system. And so there were gaps between our licenses and surrounding licenses. So we just overstaked part of our license, part of the surroundings, but we got all the ground in between this changeover, which was effectively several hundred meters of strike extension, most of the veins up there. So you definitely want that. If you start to have a success in drill things, you don't want another junior coming in and making hay off the ends of your veins. So initially the strategy was to pick up those vein extensions in no man's land, which we've done very effectively and relatively cheaply. But there was also an alteration cell about 2 kilometers to the north. And at the tops of these intermediate sulfidation systems, right at the very top when the fluids are losing all of their power, the hot fluids sort of move out into the volcanic sequence and cause clay alteration. So you don't get a lot of veins and you don't get a lot of, metal tenure and anomalism. But when you've got an alteration cell at the top of an intermediate sulfidation system, that's several square kilometers, in the prolifically mineralized part of central Peru, then it's a must-have piece of ground. So it's slightly earlier stage and going to be slightly more theoretical exploration, but it's sort of ground you need to be picking up if you can do it cheaply. So we're happy with those two acquisitions.
Well, Chris, on the release, it talks about there's some zones on it, they're low sulfidation, which I'd imagine you're going to be drilling, shallow holes at surface looking for open pit amenable resources. But there's also another part that discusses, from an exploration perspective, there's some intermediate sulfidation system. So I would guess that's, you're looking at higher grade, you know, at lower depths. Maybe walk us through what the goals of the exploration program will be between those two different zones.
Yeah, I mean, they're really a continuum. And I think there would be geologists out there would argue and say, no, they're all intermediate. Basically, if you give me 30 seconds here, the low sulfidations are typically, the tops of them are the Yellowstone National Park geysers and hot pools. And those low sulfidation systems form within about 500-700 meters of surface. The intermediate sulfidations don't always hybrid with them. They're not always in the same place, but the intermediates form down to about 1.5 kilometers. In geologists around the world, through Mexico, the Baguio District in the Philippines, and now in central Peru, are seeing the connection between the intermediate sulfidations and the low sulfidation. So what it basically means is we've got more potential for vertical mineralization by having the upper parts of the low sulfidation telescoped over the intermediates. Open pitable, that's debatable. You'd probably prefer a high-grade low sulfidation vein system, but as you get closer to the surface, the fluids do spread out laterally. You get stockwork zones, and you do have the potential for a bulk target. And we know some of the veins in the area, certainly at Santos Glorious, are gold rich, which supports that thesis. So you know, the main target is still going to be high grade veins, but we will be looking for those stockwork zones, which give us width and near surface optionality.
Thanks for breaking that down for us, Chris. In terms of then timing through the rest of this year and into next year, anything that you can give us, any insights here on how you're expecting permits to come in, any other developments?
Yeah, we've been slightly different to a lot of groups, and we put in place a full archaeological survey at Santos Glorious and a full environmental survey as a foundation on which to permit. That means we're not going to get, you know, 3 months down the track and have to go and do that. So everything's now there. It's on the table. The permit application started, and subject to COVID and, you know, the ups and downs of the efficiency of the agencies at this time, you know, we'd hope 3 to 4 months from now to be drill ready. That's not definite, but that's our plan. So a lot's been achieved, environmental, archaeological, community on site at Santos Glorious. And we're very well placed to be drilling immediately. We get those permits. We know where we want to drill. It's quite a good situation.
Well, Chris, just as we wrap up here, you know, is there anything that you want investors to take away about the company or any expected news that you think people should be keeping their eye on as you move forward with these exploration programs?
Yeah, we've always said we want to put meaningful news out into the markets, so, you know, and we're going to continue to do that in Peru. I've made it clear, you know, in every meeting I've had that I believe successful junior companies are the ones that de-risk their portfolios. So, you know, we continue a very aggressive review of projects. That's been known as the strategy from day one, and we'll continue to do that. And I think if you work hard enough, you'll eventually get the break you want. So, so we've got very secure silver assets in Peru. We're advancing those really quite solidly at the moment. Some good news flow we've had. Everything's looking good to get on and drill them in a sensible time frame. And we continue to review opportunities that make sense. So watch this space, I guess is the way to say.
Okay. Well, we'll wrap it up there, Chris. So exploration upcoming, and who knows, also looking for other projects to add to the project portfolio. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Chris regarding anything going on at Mantero Silver, please email us either fleck@kereport.com. or shad@kereport.com. Chris, thanks for the update. Thank you for your time.
Talk soon, gentlemen. Be safe. Thank you.